Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. This is science that affects your life. This is science that changes the way you view the world around you. And if you want to be part of this great mission, then give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to make but never had the opportunity. So here's your chance to get on radio to ask that question. And if you want to find out more about my work, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to Facebook. And on Facebook, I have 5 million fans on Facebook, and I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. You know, Einstein spent the last 30 years of his life chasing after an equation, a theme, an idea, a unifying principle that could unify this great universe of ours into a single equation. Well, he failed. However, today we think we have it. It's called string theory. Find out more about what all the excitement is about by getting a copy of my latest bestseller, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Okay, well, in this hour, this is your hour. We're going to open up the lines and you can ask that question that you've always wanted to make but never had the opportunity. So moving on now, let's take the first listener phone call.
Yes, Dr. Kaku. My name is Steve Cotton. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio. I listen to your podcast through Google Podcasts, not a particular radio station. Love the work that you do, but I do have a question. We know that time dilation is a proven fact with the, GPS systems having to calculate the time differential between its area in space and us on Earth. I also know, or at least have been made to understand that light, traveling as fast as it does, experiences no time. So if we are able to craft a ship that can go near the speed of light, while we do know that that is not fast enough to get us to many places in the galaxy, wouldn't time dilation then take effect for the traveler? I'm curious to know if, even though light takes 20 years to reach a star that's 20 light years away, would an observer on the ship experience that much time? Thank you, Dr. Kaku.
Well, the short answer to your question is yes, you're absolutely right. But let me break it down. First of all, what is time dilation? Einstein asked himself a simple question, and that is, if it's 12 o'clock on the Earth, is it 12 o'clock everywhere, like in outer space? Does time beat uniformly throughout the universe? Is 1 second on the Earth the same as 1 second on the Moon or on Jupiter? Well, the short answer that Newton would give is yes. Time is absolute A second is a second anywhere in the universe. Well, Einstein comes along and says, not so fast. The faster you move, the slower time beats. And that's called time dilation. And as you pointed out, you use that on your cell phone. This is a test of relativity every time you make a phone call, every time you use the GPS on your cell phone. You see, for a satellite going around the Earth at 18,000 miles per hour, time beats slower. Time beats slower on that satellite. So if you're in a rocket ship traveling at the speed of light, on the Earth, an Earthbound telescope would see you in that rocket ship and time would slow down. You would eat slower, think slower, move slower. Everything in that rocket ship is slower. Then you ask the next question. Let's say it takes 20 years traveling near light speed to reach a star 20 light years from the Earth. Okay? If you are in the rocket ship traveling near the speed of light, does it take 20 years to go to the nearby stars? The answer is no. Because inside the rocket ship, you are frozen. Frozen in time. Time beats at a slower rate the faster you move. So the irony is, somebody on the Earth watching you blast off to a star 20 light years from the Earth would take less than 20 years to reach that star. You're an old man by the time you get to that star. But if you are in that rocket ship, not the Earth, if you are in that rocket ship, how long does it take for you to go to the stars or that nearby star? Maybe a few seconds. You just walk into the rocket ship and walk right out as if it was just a Sunday picnic, as if it just took a few seconds or a few minutes. That sounds outrageous, right? But that's just the way it is. We measure this. We measure this with your GPS. We measure this with our satellites. So to answer your question, if it takes 20 years for an earthling to reach a star, how long would it take for a man in an astronaut uniform to go to the stars? And the answer is, well, a few seconds, a few minutes. He walks into the space capsule and walks right out again as young as ever. So in the science fiction movies, when astronauts go into space and they wind up as old men and old women when they reach their destination, that's not necessarily true. If you're moving near light speed, okay, if you're moving near light speed and somebody on the Earth is looking at you, you are frozen. You are frozen. You're paralyzed. Everything comes to a halt because time beats at different rates throughout the universe. Now, you may say to yourself, this is crazy. This is crazy talk, right? Well, get used to it. It's called the universe. That's the reason why we have stars that shine. It's the reason why we have atomic bombs and hydrogen bombs. Most of electronics is based on this idea. So there's ample checks on this. Every time you use your cell phone, you are using Einstein's theory of relativity. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Good evening, Dr. Michio Kaku. I am calling you from Walla Walla, Washington. I'm listening to you on KONA 610 out of Pasco, Washington. My query to you, doctor, is there any evidence of a collision or an explosion of a small planet between Mars and Jupiter, which has now created the asteroid belt? There is some scarring on one side of Mars that I have seen in pictures. I am wondering if this is the incident. Thank you so much for enlightening us with Science Fantastic. Have a good evening.
Okay, well, you ask an interesting question that astronomers have asked for hundreds of years. There's something called Bode's Law. It's not an exact law, but it gives you approximately the distances between the planets. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. Except it's violated by the asteroid belt. Well, let's take a short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to answer the question, why do we have an asteroid belt? Is it a remnant of a dead planet? Well, let's talk about that after the break. And again, give us a call at 612-564-8255. 8135. If you want to ask that question on Science Fantastic and have your thoughts heard on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So, give us a call.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a caller asking about the asteroid belt. Where did it come from? And Mars, does Mars have scarring from impacts from the asteroid belt? Well, there's something called Bose Law. It's not an exact law. However, it gives you an approximate equation for the distances of the planets going around the sun. We have Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter. And Bose Law gives, you know, an approximate formula for the distance between the sun and Mercury, the sun and Venus, the sun on the Earth, and so on and so forth. But when you hit the asteroid belt, there's a big missing blank. There should be a planet there, but there isn't. There's no planet where the asteroid belt is. So some people say, aha, this means that there was once a planet there, but it got blown up. Something happened to that planet. Maybe it got too close to Jupiter. Maybe it collided with another planet that was forming in the same vicinity. Maybe it was hit by a gigantic meteor or something. Well, you can speculate endlessly about that. The leading theory is that perhaps it was a planet that never quite formed. Because in the early days of the solar system, the solar system was a gigantic ball of gas, maybe a light year across, but it was spinning slowly. And as gravity began to compress this ball of gas, and as it began to spin, it collapsed into a disk. That disk is called the ecliptic plane. And out of that disk, the planets began to condense. So the leading theory is that it was a planet that never quite formed, possibly by a collision, possibly because the way in which matter collides and clumps together did not happen perfectly, and so we have the asteroid belt. But, I'll be blunt, your guess is as good as mine. Nobody was there billions of years ago, 4 billion years ago or so, when the solar system was formed, so we don't know for sure. Now, you mentioned the fact that maybe, just maybe we can pick up the scars of impacts that took place during that time. Well, that's possible. If you look at the surface of the planets, you see that there's plenty of room for ancient collisions that may have taken place. But let's face it, no one was there to witness it, so we really don't know for sure. And again, the leading theory is that the asteroid belt was created by a planet that never quite formed. But why? Why didn't it form? Did it have a collision with another gigantic asteroid? We don't know for sure. For example, look at the Earth. The Earth, we think, had a collision with an object about the size of Mars about 4.1 billion years ago, and that created the Moon. And so we have ample evidence that the early solar system was quite Turanic, collisions were commonplace, and the Earth itself collided with an object about the size of Mars 4.1 billion years ago, and that object then blew a lot of the guts of the Earth into outer space, and the guts eventually condensed into what is called the Moon. And that would explain several facts. One fact is that the astronauts bringing back moon rocks found that moon rocks are almost identical to Earth rocks in terms of oxygen, carbon, iron content. The Moon came out of the Earth. And we think it came out of the Earth because of a collision that took place about 4.1 billion years ago. But hey, we weren't there to witness it, so we don't know for sure exactly where the asteroid belt came from. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Mike. I'm from Northern Michigan. Thank you for your service. I was in the Signal Corps myself. I listen to Science Fantastic on Triple Talk, WMKT. And forgive me if this question has been asked already, but is it possible to have a planetary system rather than a solar system that is geocentric rather than heliocentric, that is, a body of gas like an O20 on the HRD that rotates gravitationally around a massive rocky planet? I would argue physics allow it. Thelma.
Well, to answer your question about whether or not we can have a planetary solar system rather than a sun-based solar system, you have to go back to Isaac Newton's laws of motion. Why do we even have a solar system to begin with? Because the center of gravity of the solar system is the sun. And a huge fraction of the mass of the solar system is concentrated not in Jupiter, but in the sun. The sun is the 800-pound gorilla in the room. It is so massive that it can swing all the planets around it. Now, if you were to replace the sun with a small planetary object, okay, so you have a planetary system and not a solar system, then if you simply use Newton's laws of gravity, you would find that the slightest perturbation would make it unstable. In other words, a planet at the center of the solar system would not have enough energy and gravitational force to preserve the solar system. So temporarily, the planets would move around another planet, but eventually perturbations would take place, oscillations would take place, and the solar system would fly apart. In other words, it's unstable. So it's a good thing that we have the sun, which is so large, because that is the center of gravity which holds the solar system together. If we had a planet instead of a star at the center of the solar system, then it would not be powerful enough, according to Newton's laws of gravity, to hold the solar system together, and the slightest perturbation would cause the whole thing to fly apart. Sorry about that. Okay, well, let me answer some of the other questions that I get in the email. There's no way that I can answer each one individually, so I'll try to answer them collectively. I get certain emails from people who say that 2 years from now, we have to celebrate something. 52 years ago, I mean, almost 50 years ago, in 1974, we had the Arecibo Radio Telescope, which sent a historic message into outer space, and some people want to commemorate that event of 1974. Carl Sagan was involved with that, and that sent a message. It sent a message to outer space, to any alien civilization who would be listening, about the details of life on the Earth, details of who we are, where we're located with regards to, let's say, the quasars in the galaxy, what we look like, the level of our mathematics, and so on and so forth. In other words, any alien civilization picking up our message would have a fairly good indication of where we're located and how advanced we are. And these individuals want to celebrate the 50th anniversary of that event. Well, my personal point of view is, that's a really bad idea. A really bad idea. My personal point of view is that we shouldn't advertise our existence to aliens in outer space until we know what they're all about, until we know their intentions. Now, unfortunately, we've been brainwashed by Hollywood into thinking that the aliens might be like E.T. Soft, cuddly, cute, benevolent, like E.T. Well, yeah, that's a possibility. In fact, let's hope that the aliens are like E.T., but, well, take a look at Star Trek, where we have the Borg, an organization of very advanced aliens that simply want to suck the life blood out of every other civilization that it comes in contact with. Now, take a look at War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells. The Martians were the enemy back then, but the Martians didn't hate us. The Martians had no grudge against humanity. We were just in the way. We had to be pushed out because Mars was dying, and the Martians needed a moist and warm planet to inhabit, and that meant pushing out the Earthlings. So, in other words, there's a wide variety of possibilities, but to advertise our existence without knowing what's out there, I think it's a very foolish idea. Because think of what happened in Mexico when Cortez and his conquistadors met Montezuma and the Aztecs. Well, Montezuma made the biggest mistake in all of ancient history. He thought that Cortez was a god. Nope, he was a bloodthirsty pirate. And look at what happened as a consequence. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to have your thoughts heard on 100 radio stations. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is sending another $400 million of your tax dollars in military aid to Ukraine. The Department of Defense announced the additional funding as Russia continues to target Ukraine's critical infrastructure with missile strikes. This, as White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says, Ukraine is continuing to push Russian defense lines back.
the lines, if you will, have been pretty well static over the last few days. Not much movement, but there is some incremental progress by the Ukrainians in the south, and quite frankly, up in the northeast as well.
The jackpot for this weekend's Powerball lottery drawing is now $1.6 billion. Lottery officials adding another $100 million for Saturday night's drawing due to brisk ticket sales. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on the air. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had a caller asking questions about this universe, and now I'd like to simply answer some of the emails that I get. One email that I got concerns the SETI project. Now, the SETI project is a search for extraterrestrial intelligence in the universe. I'm all in favor of that. I'm all in favor of listening in and eavesdropping. Eavesdropping on conversations between advanced alien civilizations. But there's an offshoot of the SETI project called the METI project. And the METI project want to celebrate in 2 years the 50th anniversary of the sending of the Arecibo radio telescope message into the galaxy. We were advertising our existence to the aliens. In that message beamed to the stars by a radio telescope, we had The details of where we're located with regards to the galaxy are the state of our mathematics and science and the state of our civilization. In other words, here we are. We have come of age. And now people want to send a second message, even bigger than the first one, commemorating the 50th anniversary of that historic moment when we sent that message into outer space. Well, as I said, I think that's a really bad idea. Until we know what the aliens are about, I think it's foolish to advertise their existence. And I mentioned Cortez and Montezuma. Cortez was a Spanish conquistador that destroyed the Aztec civilization. And how did he do it? Well, Cortez had steel weapons. The Aztecs had bronze weapons because they were a Bronze Age civilization. Cortez had the horse. The Aztecs had no horse. The horse had gone extinct in North America and South America. There were no horses back then. And so the horse that Cortez had shocked the Aztecs. And Cortez, of course, had gunpowder. Gunpowder by which he could slaughter thousands of the Aztecs. And how long did it take for him to smash the civilization of the Aztecs? Just a few months. In a few months, he toppled the leadership and rewrote world history just because his technology was maybe a few hundred years more advanced than the technology of the Aztecs. And after all, what is evolution all about? Evolution is about survival of the fittest. Maybe that applies to the evolution of alien civilizations in outer space as well. Survival of the fittest. Well, who's more fit? Us? Or an alien civilization like the Borg on Star Trek that gobbles up weaker civilizations? For a moment, think of yourself as a deer. Think of yourself as a deer in the forest, and for the first time in your life, you see a human. Does the deer assume that the human is going to bring food and nutrition and treat the deer like a pet? Or, more than likely, the human has a deer rifle and is hungry for deer meat. Think about that for a moment. You cannot trust luck alone when you encounter an advanced civilization, because an advanced civilization capable of reaching us from the stars is perhaps several thousand years more advanced than us. So in other words, watch out. Now some people say that, well, don't we broadcast I Love Lucy into outer space anyway? Well, I'll say a few things about that after the break. So let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of science fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, before the break, we're just saying a few things about what is called the METI Project. The CITI Project, as you know, is a search for intelligent life in outer space by eavesdropping on alien conversations using our radio telescopes. The METI Project is the opposite, trying to directly contact alien civilizations by beaming a message from a radio telescope into outer space, advertising our existence, giving the precise location of where we are in the galaxy, the state of our technology, a little bit of physics, a little bit of mathematics, a little bit about who we are, with the message, come and join us. We are peaceful. Come on in. The water's fine. I think that is a horrible idea. Horrible. Until we know what the aliens are all about. Because, well, what is evolution all about? Evolution is about survival of the fittest. What happens if we are not the fittest? I mean, if an alien civilization can reach us from outer space, reach us from hundreds of light years, that means their technology is perhaps thousands of years more advanced than us. And so when they encounter us, what are they going to think? Well, perhaps they're not going to want to eat us because we're not made out of the same DNA, but maybe we're just going to be in the way. If you're a deer in the forest and you meet a hunter, chances are you're going to be dead meat unless you run and hide. You cannot assume that the humans are friendly, because if you make one mistake, then it's all over for you. So in other words, I think it's a bad idea to advertise our existence to the aliens in outer space, but that's going to happen in 2 years. In 2 years already, some scientists are getting together to have a splashy 50th year anniversary of the sending of a similar message by Carl Sagan back in 1974. I think that's a bad idea. A better idea is to send humans into outer space with our rockets. And that's what the Artemis rocket is all about. The Artemis rocket is poised to be launched. Well, not this year, because it's only going to be a dry run this year. But perhaps in 2 years, we're going to send this rocket around the moon, carrying a woman and a person of color to explore the moon after so many decades when we pretty much forgot about the moon. So the Artemis rocket will launch the Orion space capsule, carrying human astronauts around the moon, perhaps around 2024. And That in turn will eventually lead to a landing on the moon, probably around 2026, and perhaps around 2030 at the earliest, a mission to Mars. And so going to Mars is not science fiction at all. Now, going to the moon is a hop, skip, and a jump. The moon is about 3 days away. So you get into your rocket ship, and in 3 days, you're circling around the moon. Mars is different. It takes 9 months to reach Mars, 9 months just to get to the red planet. Then you have to wait a few months for the planets to realign, and then another 9 months for a return trip. And that is a minimum two-year voyage to the red planet, sometime after 2030. Well, who's backing it? Among other people, Elon Musk, one of the richest men on Earth, is building what is called the Starship. Now, why should you care? The Starship is not an ordinary rocket. Other rockets are designed for a very specific mission, like going to an asteroid or going to the moon. The Starship is supposed to be an all-purpose rocket to go across the entire solar system. So in other words, Elon Musk thinks big. He's not just talking about a hop, skip, and a jump to the moon. Nope. Not even a hop, skip, and a jump to Mars. He's talking about a rocket ship that could begin the colonization of the solar system. Now, that's big thinking. However, let's be real. It's not going to be an easy trip going to Mars. As I said, a round trip is about 2 years. Plus, the temperature of Mars is really, really cold. And it does not mean that it's going to be a joyride going to the planet Mars. So once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku. Go to my website, mkaku.org. I have 5 million fans on Facebook. My website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is about the greatest quest in the history of science to find that one equation, that unifying principle, which would explain everything. So the book is called The God Particle, The Quest for a Theory of Everything.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, I'm answering emails that I get. One consistent set of emails I get is about immortality. Is it possible? Is it a pipe dream? Is it nothing but a bunch of nonsense by pushing snake oil? Well, there really is something there. A new science is being born called biogerontology about the aging process. You know, until recently, we didn't even know what aging was. Why do we get old? Why do we get wrinkles? Why do we have to die? And the answer to that happens to deal with the buildup of air in our body. When DNA divides, when cells divide, errors are introduced. And these errors accumulate to cause aging process because cells begin to work less efficiently. They become frail. They die. And in fact, our cells have a clock. It is a biological clock. The chromosomes get shorter and shorter after every reproduction. After about 60 reproductions, the cell goes into senescence and eventually dies. In other words, there is a clock, a genetic clock ticking away in our cells. And also, science is beginning to realize the nature of aging. Aging is the buildup of errors. Genetic errors, errors in our DNA, errors that pile up. Think of a car. Where does aging take place in a car? Think about that for a moment. Where does aging take place in a car? Well, the engine. That's where you have carbon buildup. That's where things begin to fall apart. When the engine falls apart, the car is basically junk. Well, what is the engine of a cell? The engine of a cell is the mitochondria, the engine, the powerhouse of the cell. That's where oxidation takes place. And what is oxidation? The buildup of mistakes. Errors that build up because of the burning process of our metabolism. And so we sort of know what aging is. And is it possible to delay it? Well, there's only one known way to perhaps extend the human lifespan, and it's not a very pleasant procedure. It's called caloric restriction. It works, believe it or not. Forget the snake oil. It actually does work. They've tested it on insects, on small mammals, on dogs, cats, even primates. You eat 30% less, you live 30% longer. Now, there's a problem. Who wants to eat 30% less? You become lethargic, you become very slow, you lose all interest in sex. It's a very boring lifestyle, but you live longer. You live longer with a very boring lifestyle. So the question is it possible to have the benefits of caloric restriction without the side effect, which is you basically lose interest in life, become very lethargic and lazy? Well, that's where science begins to end. We don't know. There are many theories and thoughts about it. Certain chemicals have been found that reduce the oxidation process, oxidation being, for example, like the rusting of a cell in some sense. But we don't have the one cure-all yet. However, we have candidates that I mentioned in my book, but we don't have the magic fountain of youth that would allow us to repair the genetic damage and live longer. But first of all, is immortality a violation of the laws of science? Does science say that it's impossible to live forever? And the answer is no. There's something called the second law of thermodynamics. The second law of thermodynamics says that in a closed system, everything ages. Everything has air buildup. Everything gets older, falls apart, gets rusty, and dies. That's a law. The second law of thermodynamics. But there's a loophole. Notice that I said in a closed system. In a closed system, you will eventually die. You get older, you fall apart, you die. However, we don't live in a closed system. We get energy from the sun. So why is it that we can defy the second law of thermodynamics? Because of sunlight. Sunlight gives us nourishment. Sunlight gives us the energy to create a baby, and it starts all over again. So, what about the outside interference of genetic engineering? That's where we start to talk about living forever. Because of the fact that if death is caused by the buildup of mistakes in our DNA, mistakes in our genome, then why don't we fix some of those mistakes? This is where CRISPR technology comes in. CRISPR technology won the Nobel Prize for two women scientists just a few years ago. It allows you to edit, just like a word processor, it allows you to edit our genome. This is incredible. Who would have thought that one day you would get a device that looks like a word processor that manipulates genes, not just paper and ink, but genes. So the hope is that one day we'll be able to reduce the air buildup in our genome, either by intervention or better lifestyle or chemicals, and roll back the hands of time, because what is the hands of time? The buildup of air, genetic air in our DNA. That's why we get old. That's why we die. I should also point out there's another form of immortality. We talked about biological immortality, which we don't have yet, but cyber immortality, digital immortality, we're going to have very soon. You know, William Shatner, the actor, was interviewed for 5 days in front of a camera, and he was asked all sorts of biographical questions about where he grew up, his thoughts, everything for 4 days. And it's being put into a software program where you can ask questions that'll last forever. Digital immortality. Your thoughts, your ideas in a computer program that can be accessed forever. Well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Go to my website, mkaku.org. Go to my Facebook site. We have 5 million fans on Facebook. And find out what all the excitement is about. Get a copy of my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Is it possible to find one unifying, overarching theme to the entire universe? Well, we physicists think so. Get a copy of The God Equation.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.